This distinction, the man is a human being and the wife is a wife. The woman is the wife. Yeah? And we have also the distinction between the human being and the kid. It's like the adult is the human being and then you have the kid.
But it's nice.
It's like half of adults.
Wife is also like something special, something supernatural in that sense, no?
It can be, but somehow in self-directed education we don't dismiss the opinion of a kid. Mm. Yeah? His opinion matters. You do not decide as adult what is important for the kid. Mm. The kid itself can decide what is important for him. Mm. And can decide, I'm staying here, or I'm going to read those books, or I'm just observing, or I'm going to a different group. I have the power of decision as a kid. However, the adult is there for the, in order to give credit to the nature and their brain development, because their brains are not 100% developed in order to take the right decisions. So you are there as a parent in circle of security. I'm here to fill your tank with love and security and trust for you to be able to explore the community again. The kid is it's a human being. So unlimited play, it's a third condition for self-directed. You do not limit play, but you put boundaries. We stay here till that hour, yeah? But you don't say, you had enough play. Who are you to tell me that? Yeah? And it backfires with the fear of missing things, because you are so into your thing, but the two of you are playing such a nice game and I want to be part of it. So this I cannot transmit to a workshop, because it's the life of kids in 1 year or in 1 week, because I'm afraid of missing your game today, but tomorrow I can set up in an intention. I want to to play that game, but tomorrow I discover that you don't want to play the game anymore. So I learn how to convince you. I learn how to communicate with you, how to express my needs, and to bring that back. So it's a process, it's a long-term process, unlimited play. And it can comes with the maturity. When we will be mature enough, we are not going to be afraid of missing things. We are going to be comfortable of missing things, because we are comfortable with our own decisions. Responsibility. You are responsible for your own time, your own intentions, your own process, your own resources. If you are thirsty, who says that you need to drink water only when it's 9:45? Because that's a break. If you need to pee, why do you need to wait? It's like you are responsible for your body and for all the processes. And that responsibility comes with not having a clear schedule, but having key moments, milestones. At 3:00, all of us, we are cleaning the space that all of us, we are using. Yeah? At 3:30, all of us, we have the reflection meeting to close the day. You can participate or not, but that's a milestone. Yeah? So you are responsible for your own process and your own schedule.
And in the cleaning, can you also choose to participate or not?
Yeah, you can choose, but you can choose also between the tasks. Mm-hmm. And the power of the group will express, mm-hmm. Hey, you're always doing that in this. Mm-hmm. You are always eating when we are cleaning. Mm-hmm. Why are you doing that? Mm-hmm. For me, it's important too. We use the nonviolent communication model. Mm-hmm. So when I'm seeing that every time when we have the cleaning moment, mm-hmm. you are going outside and playing with the dog, I'm feeling frustrated, mm-hmm. because I really need to finish fast. And if we would be the two of us, this would take 5 minutes, not 10 minutes. Yeah. And I would not be frustrated on you, and I would be able to play with you tomorrow, because today I didn't want to play with you because yesterday you didn't clean. So when I observe, I feel, I need, would you be so kind to join me in cleaning? So we use this model, and the power of the group, it's always better than any educator. Yeah. Because they will realize, why you didn't play it with me? And then the culture keeper arises. It's always, every group has a culture keeper, like the one who guides the principles, who is able to protect the principles of the group. Free age
mix. Scary, no?
Sometimes when they are little, when they are young and they just learn this, they can become extreme. And if you're one of those people who made a mistake, you'll be judged. But it's on their own process in order to trust people. Because, for example, we struggled with one group. They were always asking for proofs. You did this, prove it. You are like this, prove it. You are bad, prove it. So they lost the trust. So we needed to build activities, offerings, in order to build the trust again. And not everything must be demonstrated by something. Sometimes you just need to trust. And it's a process. So that's why the adult is there somehow, to make sure that it's a helper and not a judge. That helps the kids, doesn't judge the kids, doesn't direct the kids. His face should be poker face. Because if you are playing a game, like the game I had in my mind when I looked at you, for example, if you are making a mistake and my face is, don't do that. I just interfered with your process. And you just realize that I had that reaction and you try to please me, because kids are trying to please adults and they are trying all the time to make adults happy. And if you are happy and you say, bravo, you did nice, he will stop whenever he realized that I reach the level of bravo. So I'll not go beyond, because bravo and the hug is what I need. But if I'm poker face and I'm asking you, how are you doing with that game? And you say, I'm losing, or I'm winning. If I say bravo, you receive the energy that comes that you need from the adult. But if I say, how can you do in order to make this better? Or how can you learn from this? Or how can you help her? Or how can you improve your strategy to win with more points? So somehow we try not to limit them. We try to challenge them, or to make them feel comfortable with their own decisions. And we are there for support when the kids are learning how to lose and they want to cry. Come on. So helpers, not judges, this is the role of the adult. And we mix the kids. We do not select them by age, because it's the same shit as, sorry, it's the same thing as just the white people, just the black people, just the tall people, just the thin people, it's the same thing. And learning doesn't happen like this, and not all the trees, they bloom in the same time, and each of us has its own pace and rhythm. So the little ones, they teach the big ones, and the big ones can teach the little ones. And the big ones doesn't mean that they are bigger kids, they are bigger humans. They can be adults learning in the same time as the kids, in the same space. So these are the six conditions for self-directed education. And really fast, I am going to show you the soil of agile learning. So these are the principles.
What
learning? Agile learning. Agile learning.
Agile.
Yes. Learning is natural. It happens wherever you want, however it happens. Learning happens through experience. People need to experience something in order to learn. Reading is also an experience. Forced reading is not necessarily a really good experience. And here you can come with experiential learning cycle, with cold theory, or with whatever learning cycles. You need to extract the learning out of the experience in order to have lessons. Sometimes you have the universe is teaching you the same lesson until you learn something, but you can call it school of life, but you are already mature enough to reflect on it. The kids, they need support in reflection. The infinite play is not unlimited play, it's the infinite play. You do not make rules for everything. If you make rules for everything, they do not have place to grow their spontaneity, imagination, creativity. Creativity is not drawing in a nice way, it's finding creative solutions, creative ideas. It's something, it's a de-schooling of a lot of people. Actually, being aware of what is happening and being agile means that you adapt things according to the rhythm of life. When we talked yesterday, I said, what I do not like in democratic education is that they kept the experience and the punishments from the previous kids to the new kids. First of all, self-directed education should not come with punishments, should come with seeing your own consequences. Yeah. But democratic education comes with punishments and the system that implements it. Mm. And they have a council that implements it. And you did something wrong last year, you're not here anymore, and I'm suffering the consequences of your behavior, but I never even realized that this behavior is an option for me. But there it goes, I have it in my rules. So being agile means that you take a look each year, each moment, and you address in a specific instrument, you address, hey, pay attention, she's visiting our school today and she's allergic to peanuts, but not just eating peanuts. If you ate peanuts and you didn't wash your hands, if you touch her, that means she will have a reaction. So I draw attention to her need and her situation, and all the culture is adapting. And you'll see kids, I love peanuts, but I'm not going to bring peanuts because you are important. So there you go, you have a connection and you have an updated context. Mm. You can update the rules that are, if you have rules or in principles, the kids and the community can modify it, the community itself, which in my setting is with the kids also. Mm-hmm. So it's self-directed also. The principals as branches, they create their own culture, they build relationships, and learning happens with the trust. So if I trust you, I will learn from you. If I don't trust you, and if I hate you as a teacher, I will not learn from you. With visible feedback, seeing your consequences, not someone that gives you feedback, seeing your own consequences, seeing the reaction of the group. It's a fluency in pedagogical talk. You consider the 100 languages of the kids. You take into consideration the way that kids learn. And as much as you know from pedagogy, you understand that you need to take away the control. In the moment in which you wanted to have control on the kids is the moment in which you lost it, in my opinion. So you need to know, not anyone can be a facilitator, but anyone can be a facilitator. Yeah? So if you want to be a good facilitator, you go a bit into the psychology and the science. Mm. If you want to have an offering, you go there. With the youngest, you need to know more, because your fingerprint is stronger. You can traumatize them with one sentence and they will remember you. And I bet that you have memories from kindergarten or primary school. And they are so old. You would think that they will not remember you, but they remember. It's a safe space and their results can be shared and they have a value. So you don't just say bravo to them. Mm. You empower them to do something with the results. If there's something that you discovered in this workshop, hey, go along. Say to the others something about it. Maximum support from the adults, minimum interference. Mm. Keep quiet, it's not about you. Success comes with intention, creation, reflection, and sharing with all the phases. You have a meeting in the morning, you set up an intention, you have a meeting in the afternoon. Hey, what happened with your intention? Did you manage to create something? Did you manage to do something? Did you manage to do what you said? If yes, why? What helped you? If no, why? What challenged you? If you change your mind, why? Facilitation you have the role as adults to amplify their message. If you want to cut wood, if you want to build a table, I am going to bring what you need. If you are not able to do it, if you are able to do it, you'll do it. But if you're not able to do it, I will do it for you. Helping the kids only when they need help, not when they want help. So respect for their time and their space. They don't want to be with you, it's fine. It's not about you. And the leaves, they are the tools. And I can send you a link with the manual to find the tools, because the tools can be adapted from center to center, from school to school, according to your own culture as an organization. And I put here two of them. The community board. However, wants our community to live. This is the way we speak here. This is the way we dress. This is, however, if you have these kind of things. And a Kanban. Possible things doing now. This happens in this space, in this space, in this space, and done. And done when kids in school, and if you're parents, you know. What happened to their school? Nothing. Was it fine? Yes. So in their minds, sometimes, we did nothing, we just played. But if they reflect on what they did in a day, and if they are putting a post-it or electronic post-its or just symbols for what they lived in that day, they will see, oh my god, I did a lot of things. So they will be able to measure their activities, because usually, and especially these educators in nature community, doesn't know how to take credit for their work. Educators in nature, they are so freaking modest that they will not promote any single good thing about them, because they still have work to do. So guys, I invite you to reflect on this and to share the value of your work, because it's important, people can learn from it. And on the way to the other workshops, I invite you to reflect by yourself. If you reached your intention of today, if yes, why? What helped you? If not, why? What blocked you? And what is the intention for the next part of the day? What do you want to discover? Because if you're responsible, nobody can be blamed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.